are listening to Hey, Let's Get Real with Mallory Lauren. Have you ever had to do whatever it takes to support your family? I was working overnights and getting home when everyone was waking up for the day. I watched my youngest during the day while my oldest was at school and my fiancé was at work. I would sleep around 5 to 6 hours a day if I was lucky. I was tired and knew something had to change. That's when I decided to do the research and learn how I could work from home. Let's fast forward to today, where I'm speaking to successful female entrepreneurs about all things business, family, and life. So grab a seat while we share our stories, and hey, let's get real. Before you check out today's episode, make sure you listen to the last episode where I spoke with Laura Kebar about how she changed her mindset and overcame fear in her business. On today's episode, I am speaking with Lindsay Vertner. In 2007, a fatal car wreck left Lindsay brain dead and paralyzed. Medical experts were amazed at Lindsay's miraculous recovery. She uses her unparalleled perspective to push her clients toward success in their personal and professional lives. Lindsay's expertise teaches millennial moms and startup entrepreneurs how to master their mindset of balance their life through self-care, self-worth, and self-discipline, the three pillars of self. As an award-winning peak potential strategist, transformational speaker, and 2x Amazon number one best-selling author, Lindsay's mission is to teach women around the world how to create their first-class life full of purpose, fulfillment, and happiness. Lindsay is also the co-founder of The Unleashed Woman, a nonprofit organization that uplifts women of all backgrounds through empowerment and networking events. With a master's in professional counseling, Lindsay is a graduate of both Indiana and Liberty Universities. You can connect with her at www.lindsayvertner.com. So, welcome, Lindsay. I'm so happy you are here. Why don't you tell us a little about what you do?
So, I am a peak potential strategist and transformational speaker. I teach millennial moms and startup entrepreneurs how to master their mindset and balance their lives through self-care, self-worth, and self-discipline.
That's awesome. Mindset is such a hard thing for a lot of people to wrap their minds around.
Yeah, and we don't realize how much it affects our personal and professional lives.
Yeah, when I was getting everything started in my business, at first I wasn't going anywhere with it. And then I kept seeing people talk about mindset. And so I was like, well, maybe that's my problem. And sure enough, after I started working on that, I got better at what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Right, now is my favorite time on the show, where it's time to get real. Tell me about a struggle that you've had and how you overcame it.
So actually, in May 2007, I found myself waking up in a dark room. I had no clue where I was. I couldn't talk. I couldn't see. I couldn't move. And I started to panic, because what else do you do in that moment, right?
Yeah.
And I exhausted myself out that I ended up passing back out. And then the next time I woke up, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that was a crazy nightmare. It felt so real, only to slowly realize that I still couldn't talk, still couldn't move, still couldn't see. And before I could panic, fortunately, there were other people in my room at that time. And so a lady walked up to me and starts asking me questions. And long story short, she fills me in on what happened a week ago in my life. Uh-huh. And the car that I was driving flipped end over end multiple times, and it went off the opposite side of the highway before landing upside down. And I was pronounced brain dead on the scene. I had to be flown by helicopter to a trauma hospital, and I was again pronounced brain dead upon arrival. They didn't expect me to make it, and amongst the long list of injuries, I was also paralyzed. So imagine waking up to find out that you were brain dead and you're paralyzed.
That's terrifying.
That was a big obstacle in my life that I had to overcome. And I attribute mindset to being a key factor into the level of my recovery, the quality of life that I'm living today, and how quickly I recovered from it all.
Yeah, that would have been so crazy, especially like waking up and like thinking, you know, you were just driving and that's the last thing you remember, and then all of a sudden you're in a completely different place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's scary. It's awesome that you were able to overcome it though, and work with the mindset to overpower it and to come back from it.
Yes, that is what I had to do. I had to focus on the positives, and then I had to set the intention on what I wanted for my life and follow that up with action.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so where can everyone follow you at?
You can find me on my website, www.lindsayvertner.com, or Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, all the social media sites.
Awesome.
If you just search my name, you will find me. As long as you spell it right, then you will find me, Lindsay Vertner. You can find me on all of the platforms. And I love new friends, so please reach out, connect. I love to kind of see what you're doing. You can see what I'm doing, and we can grow together.
Awesome. I'll add all those links into the show notes so people can find you easier, hopefully.
Nice.
It was great speaking with you today, Lindsay. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story. Don't forget to come back for the next episode, where I am speaking with Vicki Weber about her love for literature and why she decided to start writing children's books. If you like this podcast and would like to hear more, please subscribe and leave me a review and a rating. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Hey, Let's Get Real.